She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you doing?
I am great, you know, doing the best we can under the current circumstances.
Man, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do a podcast with Our Mirrors Reflections. I'm so excited.
I am so excited to have you on.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Kian, and what you do. The listeners want to know.
Okay, well, I'm glad to finally have the time. We've been trying to get this done. And, you know, the universe said, it shall be now.
It shall be now.
Okay, well, I came to New York City in 2003 to chase a dream of being in musical theater. Mm-hmm. I did that. And then I transitioned over into finance as an executive assistant, mm-hmm. Which I still do full time, but not in finance, in fitness.
Okay.
About a year ago, I decided that I needed to find a path that was more aligned with my purpose. And I always love moving and being healthy and maximizing, you know, my potential and encouraging other people to do that. So last year, I got my certificate to be a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. I was very scared because I had this inner monologue of who am I? Who do I think I am to be able to do that?
Right.
And am I capable of doing such a thing? Right. Surprise, I am capable.
You are.
We're all capable of doing anything that we set our minds to.
Right.
So I took the test, and weirdly enough, I was scared to exercise it.
Right.
But luckily, I had a friend who was like, listen, I need a trainer. You're a new trainer.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you train me?
Right.
And I said, okay, let's do it. Worst case, it doesn't work and the knowledge will just be mine. Best case, you know, it's beneficial to all of us.
Right.
So it worked out where it was the best case scenario. So in my part-time time, I would train her, and my full-time day, I work for a fitness startup now.
Wow.
Day. Yeah.
How amazing is that? Just like that, you were looking for like what your purpose is.
Right.
You aligned it with a passion of yours and you conquered it. You followed through.
Yeah. And I almost let fear take that away. But luckily my friend was not taking no. And I said, you know, if you bump up against fear and you have that inside you, it's probably good to explore because
yeah.
you can always stop, but
yeah.
it's always good to just not be scared.
It's amazing. You and I transitioned around the same time.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I think the thing that kept me back for so many years was fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fear of failure, fear of not making enough money and not being
right.
able to provide for myself or for my family. fear of people who are not wanting what's best for us and them saying, see, you couldn't do it. So all those things are factors. And what I've realized is it's okay to feel that way.
Yep.
But if you do nothing, I think that's the worst thing that you can do to yourself.
I agree, because then you never know. Then you're living in the narratives of what if, you know, because I could still be thinking about maybe doing those transitions now, and already I would have lost a year. And right. That's why I always say you dive in, jump in. Worst case, you know, you learned, okay, that wasn't the best, but at least now I know.
Right. You know, now that we're, you know, before we dive into this interview, the one question I do have, since we're talking about it, is when you look at what we're going through right now with COVID-19, and you look at what the world as a whole is experiencing, some have softer cushions than others.
Right.
Do you look back, because I find myself doing this, and I find myself also checking myself not to do that because it's totally unhealthy. Do you find yourself at all having any regrets or saying, if I just would have paused or waited a minute?
No. My only regret would be in some frivolous spending that I had done. And if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't have that bill now. But I think that that is just a part of living, growth, and also living in New York City. We often tend to spend more than we should at times.
Right.
So my only regret in the last year might be, like, if I had just tightened up a little bit, then, you know, there's certain pressures I wouldn't necessarily be feeling.
Right.
But in the end, I feel that those experiences were worth it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so yes and no. I don't beat myself up over it. You know, I just am like, okay, what did you learn here? So now moving forward, mm-hmm. you know, I'll think more before I, you know, just run up and do something.
I love that. I love that. It's, let's focus on what we can change. Right. And
right.
not on the things that we can't. Right.
Right.
Because it serves us no good on our mental health or wealth. Right.
Right. At all. Cause like, you can't go back. You can't change it. You can't undo it. So, all right. How do we face it now? What do we do?
Yeah. I love that. I want you to tell me, what's your fitness specialty and what's your focus?
My focus is really just honing in on what the client is looking to do. My goals and my focus have nothing to do with, you know, like if you and I were to work together, you know, we'd have to focus and find out what those answers are for you.
Right.
You know, because what motivates me isn't going to motivate you. What I love to do, I love grueling, you know, suffering workouts. I love to be dying on the floor in a pile of sweat after. Not everybody wants to do that.
Right.
Not
right.
everybody wants that. So I try to do a little bit of that, but less. I often find that what I would do for myself, I should probably half that. And that's what the individual most likely will want. They will die, they will hate me, but they'll be better for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just functional fitness, being strong. And that, again, is different for each and every person. You know, I tend to be muscular, but not everybody wants to be muscular. Some want to be long and lean. But, you know, my core focus is just having a strong mind, being healthy, being strong, so you can bend down and lift up groceries without throwing your back out, so you can pick up your kids, run around after your kids, and just feel good about that.
Right, right. During this video, I will tell you in this audio record, I am a mom.
Yep.
Yeah, as you know. And yes. So there may be one or two interruptions and you may see me out of character. So please forgive me for that. We are all being under some crazy circumstances and they definitely know how to challenge my mental space sometimes.
That's
honestly.
Good.
And
good.
I think
it's another workout.
I think all the listeners could relate to this. It is not the easiest situation that we're under, but we have to just do and work with what we got, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the truth for life in general, right?
You're right.
I think this has shown us that we are not in control ever. We
right.
may think we are. We may set up our lives so it appears that we are, but at the end of the day, stuff is just going to happen and you're just going to have to react.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, and you know what? I think we all needed this reset. I think we all needed this pause. I just keep saying to myself, because I mean, I was raised in a religious home when I was younger. And although I wouldn't consider myself the most religious person, I do believe in the creator. That's just my belief. And I do believe in some way, shape, or form, this was a pause from something so higher that we may not be able to wrap our minds around. Because I think a lot of us, I find myself sometimes doing it, that it's about my world, it's about my kids, about my family, my friends, and that's all that matters. And the truth of the matter is, there's a whole world out there of people, right? And I think we needed to be put in this position to remember those simple things.
The very simple basics,
of us being in our space with ourselves. And I think that's the challenge. A lot of us is reflecting at ourselves.
I was saying that the other day. So many people for this pause, however long it, you know, it is, it's, some people in California, it's longer than those in New York. And in the end, we'll know the final time. But everyone is forced to sit face to face with their choices of spouse, their choices of where they live, their choices of work, their choices of everything. And then you sit with that day in and day out, and you really, it would be hard not to self-reflect in this time. You know, like all of the things, you were just sitting there looking back at you, your bad choices of food, everything. And also your great choices. You know, and you can really feel proud and solid of, wow, you know, like I have my stuff together. Or, wow, I really could use some time to work on this.
That is, that's a great point. Let me ask you, with your clients, and do you create meal plans for them?
I don't. It's not my specialty. I don't have the proper training and knowledge. For something like that, you would want to speak to a registered dietitian or nutritionist. I know what works for me. But I would never, ever try to assume that I would know what worked for anyone.
How does that work for you, creating the meal plans? I have yet to try it, but I've watched you do it. And I'm like, you're very regimented with that.
It's all about like just figuring out what works for your body. You know, like I have friends that don't eat meat. For me, I tried that. It didn't go well for me whatsoever. So I learned that, you know, red meat is not great for me. So I just really stick with chicken. And then with chicken, I was like, oh, there's thighs, there's breasts, there's this, there's that. And then trying to keep it as clean as possible. You know, sure, you might throw some butter in there time to time, but really it's keeping it balanced with vegetables and, you know, maybe a sweet potato or some, you know, kind of like black or brown rice, you know, just little things like that. And eating, you know, portion control. So many of us eat huge plates.
I overeat all the time.
You know, and it's like, we don't need to do that. You can always go back and have more, but I guarantee if you just had a little bit and you had your water and then you went and did things, you'd be fine.
You'd be fine.
You know,
great advice on that. And I needed to hear that. I mean, my daughter tells me that all the time, but to hear it from someone else, I don't know why it always makes sense in my head that, you know, she's not being hard on me. It's just the truth.
It's the truth. And definitely I have moments of definite overeating and I always feel like crap after it. And that's just a constant reminder that what I was doing is right. And don't stray from that.
How do you track your fitness goals, Kia?
I love the Whoop. It's a tracker you wear on your wrist. It doesn't tell time. It doesn't have your text messages popping up. It doesn't do steps. It monitors your heart rate and your heart rate variability. And it learns you over time. And it tells you, you know, how much you should strain for the day or not strain for the day. It's, I find it very accurate. There was one day that I felt really ill and I looked on the app and it said I was at 2%. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do nothing today. Right. Where normally the old me might have tried to push through, but seeing that visual and having the corresponding of how I felt, I was like, okay, so I don't need to push and be hard on myself. I really do need to take a pause.
What would you say to listeners out there and to myself that is that people that are struggling with their weight, that actually loves food, that, you know, I used to work out a ton. I was in great shape for a long time and then I kind of fell off the wagon. What would you say that we can do to kind of push ourselves and get ourselves back out there?
First and foremost, be kind to yourself. you know, and check that self-narrative. So many times we tell ourselves these, you know, negative stories and we put them on loop and this and that keeps you down that path. Mm-hmm. Like, just stop that and we start where we are.
Right.
You know, and be kind, have compassion and say, okay, what can I do today? Because you're not going to change everything and be everything in one day. You know, if you go to one extreme, the other extreme is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's making small incremental changes that are, you know, sustainable. So maybe it's making the choice of buying no more processed food and replacing that with fresh, you know, fruits and vegetables. And it's saying, you know what, instead of taking the elevator, I'm going to take the stairs at work, or I'm going to take the stairs when I get home. Or I'm going to wake up 30 extra minutes and I'm going to walk around the block. And then in 3 weeks, you're going to start to jog around the block and then run. So it's, you know, making goals that are smart and achievable.
Right.
You know, if you try and bite off too much too soon, you're going to have a setback and then you're going to be discouraged. And you're going to be like, you know what? I'm done. I can't do it. It's not possible. When it was possible, you just have to set yourself up for success.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you think about mental health and working out and exercising?
120,000,000,000,000,000% connected. When I don't work out and I don't have that sweat, my mood is very different than, you know, when I wake up and I'm moving and I'm sweating, the endorphins are going. It's just a mood enhancer. It helps reduce stress. You know, it's an outlet for so many things. I just think it's 100%
connected. 100%
connected. 100%. You
know, it's something when I used to do the training with the marathons and the triathlon, it was a sense of freedom.
Yes.
I felt. And when I look at your workout videos and I follow you on Instagram, I say to myself, you could just see the release, right?
Yeah.
And so I miss that release. I'm just I'm having a difficult time, and especially now being locked in the house.
Right.
Getting back into that.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. Is I want to feel good. More importantly than anything, I want to look good. Right. Is the icing on the cake. Right. But am I really willing to do what it takes to get there? Like, right. What are three things that you think myself and all our listeners that are struggling with this could do?
Yeah, I say, number one, drink more water. And then two, write down on a piece of paper three goals that you believe that you are capable of achieving in the next 3 weeks. And for the next 3 weeks, take one goal for 1 week, the second goal for the second week, the third goal for the third week. And each week, you'll add that goal with the first. And you just keep going. And then you take that and go and go and go and go. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is just mindset. When I wake up, normally I wake up at 5:30 and I work out at 6 a.m. Half the time, I don't want to wake up. More than half the time, I don't want to wake up. But it's getting used to pushing yourself in your mind and saying, hey, I know you don't want to wake up right now, but remember how good you're going to feel after this. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go back to sleep, which you never will, after the workout, then great. But getting up and moving. The hardest part of anything is getting there. So if you can get up out of the bed and you put it on your calendar and you commit and then just commit to that time doing it, you're going to be set.
That's great advice. And it sounds, you know, that you have it down to a key and you're honest with yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. And there's days where, like yesterday, I had a workout that a friend wrote and she's like, oh, it'll take you about, you know, 20, 25 minutes, do it. I just didn't feel like it yesterday. I did one workout and I didn't do it. And today I woke up, I said at 10 a.m., I'm doing it. And she had texted me saying, oh, did you do the workout? I said, actually, I didn't. For whatever reason yesterday, I didn't feel it. I said, but I'm actually about to do it now and I will text you after. And I did it and I felt great. Yesterday, I wouldn't have, I don't think I would have had the same experience. So it's knowing yourself as well to know like, all right, I'm going to chill today.
With all the with people being at home now, which is pretty much everyone, what would you say to all those gym rats, all those people that are used to working out 7 days a week, and now that has been snatched for them, the men that has been building up their muscle for so long? Yeah. What What would you say to them? What could they actually do to try to keep their muscle and all the work that they have worked so hard on?
Right. I mean, I'm one of those people. I definitely was in the gym every single day, you know, if not 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. Use this time to do everything with body weight as much as possible. And if you can get your hands on dumbbells, kettlebells, there's mm-hmm. plenty of full body workouts that you can do with those items. But if anything, you know, push-ups every day, you know, air squats every day, finding ways to add weight to that, you know, and we'll lose a little bit of it, but ultimately it's not long enough to lose so much.
And what would you say to the fact that we cannot get away from our refrigerators? Key, I can't leave my refrigerator alone.
Don't buy junk and then you won't have anything to go in there and get. Just don't do it. Or if you do, like I have, there's this candy bar. I never buy candy. I was in line because, you know, the lines are long now. So I grabbed it, put it in the thing, and I had it late one night and I was like, oh, this is good. So I mm-hmm. said, you know what? So I bought like three. They're in the cabinet. And then mm-hmm. once they're gone, they're gone. So if I want to eat them three in a row one night, I'm not going to do that. But once they're gone, they're gone. So treat yourself, because I don't believe in withholding things from yourself, because then I think you'll binge. But, you know, make the commitment. Say, all right, I'm going to buy this pint of ice cream. And when it's gone, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, or just don't buy it. And then you won't eat it.
But then you won't be tested with it. What advice could you give to those folks who want to get into the fitness business, into the fitness world? I know it's not an easy world. I know it's oversaturated, just like every other career out there. What do you say to that young girl or that young guy that wants to get in?
I say, like you said, every market is saturated. So if that is your passion, do it. Mm-hmm. Find out what truly drives you. What is it that you love specifically in that fitness, and mm-hmm. hone in on that and be the best damn whatever that is.
Right.
You love kettlebells, you love, you know, lifting weights, and just specialize in that, because then no matter what, every day you're doing something that is feeding your soul and that you're passionate about. If you love group fitness, figure out what group fitness you love and what brands, you know, spark your soul, or what you can create, and then find a platform to share that. You know, now that everyone's on lockdown, there's a captive audience for Instagram Live, and you can, you know, advertise yourself and offer your services for donation or for free. Mm-hmm. And the world is your oyster right now. Never has there been a time where everyone is locked in their house looking for something and someone to show them what to do. So I say go for it, but just have a specific focus. And if you don't know what that is, mm-hmm. there's plenty of other people out there doing it. Take mm-hmm. classes now that everyone's doing it live, and figure out, oh, I love this, I hate this, or I would mm-hmm. like this if it had a little more of that, and find your own way.
Find your own way.
Yeah.
I love that. What are you doing besides working out and being very inspirational to people? What are you doing for your mental clarity right now with COVID-19? Because it's a tough time for everybody.
It is. Well, I try and journal a little bit. Mm-hmm. That for me can be sometimes a rabbit hole, because you just start writing and writing, and that sometimes helps, but sometimes it actually makes it worse. Mm-hmm. But I find breathing, meditation, and yoga mm-hmm. Very helpful, because the TV is not on and I really have to hone in and focus on my breath. Mm-hmm. And I can really feel, where am I holding? I've learned that I hold a lot of tension in my jaw. I always mm-hmm. thought it was my shoulders, but mm-hmm. this whole pandemic has showed me that it is in my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just yoga and breathing.
Yoga and breathing. I have never gotten into yoga, and I would like to try.
Mm-hmm. Because
everyone that I know that does yoga, there's a sense of being centered that they have.
Yeah.
There's a peaceness that everyone that I know that takes yoga, there's something about them that is different.
Yeah. Well, it's a ground for me. It's a mm-hmm. grounding force. And I just feel grounded and centered after it, because, mm-hmm. okay, there's two types of people. So one person does yoga and it's for fitness. So they mm-hmm. want to get in, they want to do it hard, slam, get, you know, all the chaturangas in and sweat. And then mm-hmm. they go out and they treat people like crap. And then you have the other people treat people like crap. And you're like, you're screaming at this human being and you just practiced yoga for 60 minutes. Huge disconnect. Then you have the other type of yoga person, yogi, who truly understands the practice and is truly there witnessing themselves, witnessing their thoughts, and letting themselves go in these moments, having moments of compassion, realizing, you know, where they're lost or where they're holding or withholding. Mm-hmm. And then they go into the world with those new pearls and gems and treat people better. Right. Have more compassion with individuals because they just realize themselves what they just went through on a mat for 30 minutes. And right. how can they, you know, talk to someone in that way? So for me, I always find that I'm a better human after I practice, if I truly practice.
Right.
And then, and it's bleeds over into life. You know, it's not just on the mat. It has to bleed into everything.
Right.
For me, for that to be true yoga.
I have always been intimidated by yoga because I've tried it a few times and failed miserably. And for me, I'm a Capricorn. If I can't master something, I don't really want to do it, right? And I think that is something that I'm learning about myself
during that
time, is that it's okay to fail at something, and it's also okay to keep trying at it until you get it.
Right. Well, I can almost guarantee you have not failed. You can't fail at yoga. The only requirement is that you show up on your mat. Mm. If you show up and you're standing on your mat, you won.
Oh.
You okay. won. And then if you hang in there for the 25, 30, 60 minute class and you end on your mat in Savasana at the end, you won.
Okay.
Falling out of posture is totally okay. Not being able to balance, totally fine. Not being flexible, not many people are. So, and it's just enjoying that process. And I laugh at myself often. There's times where I can hold something so perfectly and days where I'm just falling all over the place. And understanding that there is no perfect. It's just a practice.
I love it. That is real. That I received that. That is real. And when, you know what? I have a mat here. I'm going to try with the basics with that mindset.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the mindset that I've been going into yoga with. I can't do it as perfectly as the five people that's on my side.
Yeah, no, it's a practice. It's not a perfect. And you're not trying to achieve anything. Mm. You know, I feel like maybe it's our society too. We go in and we have to execute this way and that way. And it has to look a certain way. And you have to feel a certain way afterwards. So we're constantly chasing after something that probably doesn't even exist. Because if you look at the person in front of you, they look perfect. Then you talk to them. They're like, oh, that was a crap practice. And you're like, what? So, you know, if you could only look like them and they think that they look horrible. So right. I think it's just important to go in with an empty mind and know that you will feel better afterwards.
Right. With the time that we all have on our hands, what are you reading these days? Because I know you're a reader. I know you love to read books.
Yes, yes. So my current book, I have a pile because now that we are in this great pause, I was like, oh, I can pull the books that I have acquired over time for what I would read when I had time. So currently I'm reading the Motivation Manifesto, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power. Mm. And this is by a gentleman by the name of Brendan Burchard.
Okay.
And it's quite dense, but so powerful. It's very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly love it, and I feel like everyone should read it.
Well, I'm going to have to order that.
Yeah,
it's on Amazon. What are you binge watching on these days? Because I think we all have a show that we're just like, this is my getaway.
I'm a huge fan of Westworld. It's in the current season now. There's only 3 episodes left. So I'm watching that every Sunday. What did I binge? I binged Queen Sono. It's about some woman, Black Power, it's beautiful, and Black Lightning. I watched all those seasons in the last however long we've been on this lockdown, 31 days.
Oh, you're counting.
Sure am.
Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, I think past day 20, I just gave up. and said, when it's over, it's over. It's been such a delight to have you on today.
Thank you. Likewise.
If you can, one, leave us with a quote, if you have a quote that could uplift our listeners today, that could uplift me today, what quote would that be?
All right. I will read it to you right now. It's my favorite. It's on my refrigerator.
Okay.
Your life is destined for greatness. Obstacles will inevitably come your way. Greet them with patience and hard work. Allow the light of faded opportunities to spill through, live in fearlessness, and remember that what's for you will not pass you.
Amen to that.
Right?
I love that. That quote is by Kia.
Yeah. I saw it somewhere. I don't have who actually said it. I think it was like on a piece of jewelry.
Wow.
But I just love it.
And how often do you read that quote?
Every day, every time I go to the refrigerator.
Every day. We all need that reminder. Kia, it was such a pleasure. I want you to tell all the listeners on our Mirrors Reflections today where they can find you on social media. If you have a website, what is that? And go ahead.
Sure. I am only on Instagram, and I am at NamasteNYC8.
All right. Well, that's where you can find Kia. Kia, thank you so much for joining our Mirrors Reflections. I'm taking all the jewels that you dropped on me today, and I'm going to apply them to get me over the hump, because I got to tell you, it's been challenging, but we will get past this.
Yes. And we are in it together.
We're in it together. Thanks, Kia.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.